And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I forgive myself for past mistakes? This is a question we are most grateful to answer. We see that every human being believes that he or she should be punished for, quote, mistakes they have made in the past, whether in this lifetime or past lifetimes, that these sorrows and mistakes weigh heavily on the heart. The truth is, time is simultaneous, so the healing of past, quote, mistakes is possible in the now. We wish to tell you that in the human life, there are times when you will not be your best, when you may not be aligned in truth with the God that created you, and with right action, and right purpose, and right motivation. The human life is not like spirit in that, because spirit is ongoing and perfectly aligned with God, with goodness, with all being. As a human, you are in a much denser state of being, and this density can often cause you to drop the vibration of your true nature, your frequency. When this drops, confusion, worry, anxiety, fear, paralysis can move in at an energetic state and cause you to be beside yourself, so to speak. So that most often is when you believe there are mistakes that happen. But dear ones, every mistake that you believe you have made is to allow you and give you the opportunity to realize something, to gain greater self-understanding and self-awareness. In truth, there are no mistakes because you are constantly learning, observing, course correcting, and becoming more and more of who you truly are, your true nature, designed by God. As you come to see that there may be a time when you did or said something that you are sorry for, or feel pain or sadness, take a moment, and as you can, take yourself back to that circumstance, that moment in time. You are an angel with yourself in that situation. Observe who you were. Observe the situation around you. observe the action that you took or the words that you spoke. Observe it at every level of being to see and understand what was going on. And then, with your spirit and God, ask, what is here for me to see and to learn? And how can I do better? Because that is the important part here, is to learn and to go forward with greater understanding and self-compassion, self-forgiveness. It takes humility. It takes listening to God and your spirit. It takes non-judgment of yourself, seeing the bigger picture in each situation, and also seeing how you were doing your best. There may have been things that were outside of your control working in that moment, and you did your best. Forgiving yourself for your own ignorance and behavior in that moment is required of you. It takes humility of your heart. It takes expanding your heart to see and to have love for yourself, unconditional love for yourself. No criticism, no punishment, no ideas about how you could have done this or that. It is simply a state of unconditional love that you have and hold for yourself as you are with your past self in that circumstance. You will learn much from this. Self-forgiveness is an ingredient of your joy in life. It does not mean that you continue to go forward and do those things that are harmful and damaging to life and to you, and that you skip gleefully along, forgiving yourself as you are beside yourself and doing harm and damage to life. No. It is about being with yourself, observing how you choose in each moment to live your life, your actions, your thoughts, your words, everything, and to acknowledge who you truly are, a manifestation of the God that created this realm, perfect, pure, innocent. You learn from each circumstance where you are not your best, perhaps, but you go forward with the idea of working to be your best. Please forgive yourself, because as a human being, these situations where you are not your true spirit will happen. They will continue to happen, but they are not mistakes if you observe them and learn from them and go forward with the learning, with the growing, with the evolving that you are intended to do in your human life. Be compassionate with yourself. Have unconditional love for yourself. Be kind. Be tender. Be learning. Be growing. Forgive yourself always on the path to your greater evolution and attainment of who you truly are in the eyes of God. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.